If Robert Mueller is confirmed as the next FBI director, high on his list of things to do will be to help the agency recover from recent embarrassments, including the bungled handling of documents in the Timothy McVeigh case. Less than a week before McVeigh's first scheduled execution date, the FBI announced it had uncovered thousands of pages of Oklahoma City bombing evidence that should have been turned over to defense attorneys. Defense lawyers say the case is part of a larger pattern of deception. Federal law enforcement officials call it an isolated mistake. NPR's Wade Goodwin talked with U.S. attorneys, federal defense lawyers, and FBI agents around the country about how the Bureau handles evidence.
It's a simple question to put forward. Just how often does this kind of FBI mistake happen? The kind of mistake where the FBI doesn't turn over or disclose all the evidence it's uncovered. The problem is that the answers to this particular simple question tend to be colored by one's point of view. Start with Ron Woods. For 4 years, he was an FBI agent, and then for another 12 years after that, he was a U.S. attorney. But now Ron Woods is a defense lawyer representing Terry Nichols, Timothy McVeigh's convicted co-conspirator.
Oh, constantly. Constantly. That was my biggest worry. As a federal prosecutor, and I handled a lot of high-profile cases in Houston, my biggest worry was the FBI was withholding evidence that I should have had or should have produced to the defense. And most prosecutors that do high-profile cases have that worry, if they're honest with you.
Woods was hired by Terry Nichols' lead attorney, Michael Tiger, specifically because of his years of experience as an FBI agent and a federal prosecutor. Woods says the FBI has a problem that goes back 40 years, a culture inside the Bureau that teaches its agents that the FBI knows best.
And that was taught to me in 65, that Hoover is above and beyond the Attorney General, and we don't have to answer to prosecutors. And in fact, they teach a basic distrust of prosecutors within the FBI. And that culture has continued down through the ages. They think they know better than the prosecutors and the judges what evidence ought to be given.
Ron Woods is not alone in these accusations. Defense attorneys around the country echo his charges using similar language. Jeff Pagliuca is a longtime federal criminal defense attorney in Denver.
It is systematic, it is widespread, and it is a product of sort of the politics of crime. You know, what is important is statistics, not the truth, that headlines are more important than citizens' rights. And that we have this culture of conviction that's developed. And what I mean by that is that it's really more important to get someone convicted than it is to find out what the truth is.
Pagliuca holds up as evidence a recent case where his client was accused of trying to hire a hitman. It turned out that the prosecution's main witness was a paid FBI informant whose hotel and expenses were paid by the FBI and who went out drinking with FBI agents after court. But Pagliuca says none of this information about this witness was ever communicated by the FBI to the government attorneys prosecuting the case. That is, not until Pagliuca found out about it on his own.
The prosecutor didn't know about it, and he didn't know about it because he had been lied to by the agents that had put this case together and investigated it. The conviction was thrown out by a judge after a hearing in which the FBI agents admitted that not only had they made all of these payments, but they intentionally did not disclose this evidence to the prosecutor.
But move across the aisle to the other side of the courtroom and you'll hear a different story. Larry Mackey was one of the government's lead prosecutors during the Oklahoma City bombing trials of McVeigh and Nichols.
The FBI performed with extraordinary success in this case. They captured the two men responsible for this bombing within 48 hours, and America's been safe from those two individuals ever since. And for the microscope now to turn on whether they are the best in paper pushing is simply unfair.
Mackey says he never knew of a case where the FBI withheld information. In fact, there's no shortage of former federal prosecutors around the country who give the FBI's handling of evidence high marks. There is former assistant U.S. attorney turned novelist Scott Turow.
You know, my experience with the FBI personally, both as a prosecutor and in the years since, has really been exemplary.
When not writing courtroom bestsellers, Turow maintains a criminal defense practice. Turow says he worked hard when he was a federal prosecutor in the 1980s to make certain that his cases didn't get thrown out because the government failed to disclose evidence to the defense.
You do not need to be reminded twice when you've spent months, even years on a case, and find that you have to retry it because somebody failed to turn over an important piece of evidence.
But Turow believes U.S. Supreme Court decisions over the last 20 years have slowly changed things.
When I became a prosecutor, the rule was that in cases of constitutional error, that it fell to the government to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that that constitutional error had not affected the outcome of the case.
Turow says that's not true anymore, that even when the prosecution fails to turn over evidence, it doesn't necessarily follow that its case will get thrown out.
The rule now is that it falls to the defendant to prove that there was prejudice and that the result would have been different if this evidence were disclosed.
Turow believes the Rehnquist Court, while trying to strengthen the hand of prosecutors, has inadvertently done them a disservice, that the FBI and the Justice Department made fewer mistakes when they were held to an exacting standard. In the case of Timothy McVeigh, an FBI archivist found more than 4,000 pages of Oklahoma City bombing evidence earlier this spring, evidence that should have been turned over to defense lawyers years ago before McVeigh's trial. The Inspector General is investigating how this happened. But Danny Colson thinks he already knows. Colson was an FBI agent for 31 years and commanded four FBI field divisions. Colson was one of the commanders of the Oklahoma City bombing investigation.
I think it's a records management problem. I have a lot of confidence in the agents that work that case. A lot of them work for me, and a lot of them I've known for 30 years, and they're totally reliable. And what they say is that the documents that were not turned over have no bearing upon the guilt or the innocence of Tim McVeigh. It wasn't a constitutional foul-up. It was merely a clerical error.
Colson says the FBI created too many different computer data banks for the bombing case and claims that if the Bureau were still using paper files, the evidence never would have been lost. He says the problem in the McVeigh case was an honest mistake involving inconsequential evidence. But Colson does agree that in the last 10 to 15 years, the focus of federal law enforcement has changed, and he, too, doesn't think it's necessarily been for the best.
When I came into the Bureau, it wasn't important that you get a conviction. The important thing is you get credible evidence. And if the evidence acquitted or convicted, it didn't make any difference to you. I think what tends to happen sometimes now is that sometimes they focus on a target and then try to go out and collect evidence on that target. And that's the organized crime influence. That's the way we did the mafia. And I'm not so sure that's always the way to go.
Colson says that strategy can lead agents to try to find the evidence that will fit their suspect, instead of letting the evidence lead them wherever it takes them. As an example, he points to the case of Richard Jewell, who was mistakenly targeted by the FBI for the 1996 Olympic bombing. That case, along with the killings at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, the Branch Davidians at Waco, the botched prosecution of Win Ho Lee, and the problems with the McVeigh evidence, made the 90s a long decade for the FBI. But with a new millennium and a new director at the helm, the Bureau hopes the next decade will be different. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.